שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחיים חדשים, סדרת השיחות הלימודיות.
Hello and thank you for joining us on New Life with Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone, hello Nitzan Mazoz. And we're on the New Life show trying to understand what is the new life. Probably there's a better life than the life we know. But we have to learn how to come to it, what should we do, what should we change inside us in the way that we relate to things, the way we feel, especially the relations. Our life consists of the relations between us and the people who are not us. How to turn life into a better life. This is what we're engaged in, and every time we focus ourselves on something new in order to get the general broad picture. And today we're talking about sexual education. How can we, as parents, start teaching our children something that will give them value in life, something that will give them a happier life instead of their life to... Instead of their life to kind of... We feel really perplexed as parents because we don't know, we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the understanding. And when we want to educate our children from the youngest age, there's a feeling that we too are becoming kids in this aspect because we ourselves don't really understand what that is, that you're lacking education yourselves. Yes, and through the kids and through their development, we as parents go through a developmental process too. And after the very interesting talk that we had, on which the previous talk, on which it was really clear that there's a whole world opening up here, that there is some kind of lack understanding or awareness of the basic connection between male and female. Now I'd really like to start learning, how do I, as a parent, learn and undergo the same experience and educate my child from the youngest age? From the earliest stages, how to correctly relate to everything that has to do with the male, female, sexuality. Maybe the simplest, most natural question that I'm asking as a mother is, how do I explain to my child, my small child, the difference between the species? I'd like to give, nonetheless, a small intro to this. What we went through in the past 100 years, this whole big confusion, we first of all have to acknowledge that in our development, nothing goes simply so in vain, but it's all according to a good, nice, precise plan. It is the first time today that we're perplexed with respect to ourselves and our children and the connection between the species, between the male and female, between all the parts of society. We're at least in the recognition of evil, that we can't be connected between us, that the connection is wrong. It's not a good connection. It gives us suffering, confusion, and so on. The recognition of evil is something necessary because without that, we couldn't reach the correction. What do you mean by recognition of evil? If we develop through nature, the nature, it pushes us from behind, and we develop, and from one generation to the next, according to our development, that's how we change. And the relation between the different species, it was according to the development of the generation. It was almost kept the same. Well, very slight changes. Till the, let's say, 20th century. And we had no problem. Meaning people, humanity, didn't really pay attention to it. It wasn't the topic because the development was natural. And now, in the 20th century, the natural connection was broken. The natural connection between the male and female disappeared. it changed. It took on completely different forms, either only according to sex without feelings, or feelings without sex, or between the species, or among the same sex, and different forms. And we see that it's not natural. It's as if nature left us, and we're not filling its place, the place of nature that previously developed us, to use to develop us. And now, after a few dozens, in the past few dozens of years, that we're reaching the state of the big crisis, we are reaching the recognition of evil. And the recognition of evil is something good. These words, recognition of evil, what do you mean? The recognition of evil in the lack of the right connection between man and woman. That's the topic, right? So at least now we understand that there is something bad here. It had to go through at least two generations. That now we understand that we've entered something wrong, something unpleasant, that neither we nor our children understand, that we have nothing to pass on to them. We have nothing by which to help them create their good, nice life, that they're in a certain void, they're losing the direction of the right development, they have no framework. And we also are lacking the framework and can't do anything. We somehow, we used to hold on to the previous development, but it didn't exactly operate in us, and therefore we couldn't pass it on to them, and they already, with their more advanced development, couldn't accept it from us or get it from us. And so what happened is that the young generation, they just live the way it happens and the way it will happen. And they take values and goals and forms of life such that are random. Whatever happens, happens. And here, we finally reach the recognition of evil. What does it mean? No one's satisfied. If I see that, were I to see that my children are enjoying themselves, they feel good, and I also see my grandchildren, and they feel good, and they know where to go, I would have been happy, I would have felt good. But when I see that both my life isn't exactly, but I somehow push according to the previous plan, according to the ancient examples, and still I'm keeping myself this way in the framework of the family. My children, barely, and my grandchildren, they're all together not into it. That's why here we're reaching a state that's called the recognition of evil. That here we had to compensate in a non-natural form, where previously it came to us naturally and we understood how to advance, and the kids, they learn from me like I learned from my parents, and they learn from my grandparents from generation to generation, and the same framework will continue. But now there is no framework, and when there is no framework, then that very cell, basic fundamental cell of human existence, is destroyed. And so today we're in a state of we're in space. So what's happening with humanity altogether? So the problem is not with children or some kind of education or giving them some lesson in this or that, but what are we doing altogether? Now, as much as it happens in the secular realm, also in the religious, they have problems of their own, of course. Maybe they want with all their powers to stop the destruction of the framework, but nonetheless it happens there too. And we understand and see and know according to the number of divorces and and how much they even suffer in the framework of the family. Meaning, it's the call of the hour. You can't do anything about that. All of humanity is developing in this direction. When I was in different places in the world, I really see that this spirit of the light-headed attitude toward the family framework is roaming all over. That we've left the previous degree on which we've developed by nature and passing on this from generation to generation, this form, and what was clear that this is how I'm going to exist, this is how my parents were, I have to copy their form and keep on existing this way. Suddenly in one or maximum two generations, it disappeared. And of course, the media and all these things, they held this, that everything was destroyed. And now we have to understand, what's the need in coming out of this, form, this rigid form that passed us on in the framework from the family, and even if I move to some other place, but this stays. Today, this doesn't stay. We've reached a state called the development of man, the development of the human part in us, where we're no longer in some kind of group or family or flock or, keeping the natural development of things, but we rose above nature, meaning still vegetative and animate, all these forms that exist in nature. We've already reached a degree higher than this, only we're not arranged according to this level yet, because on this level we have to arrange ourselves. The human level, that actually according to our body, according to our natural existence, we are the same living level. We need the food, sex, family, some kind of existence, some kind of framework, some kind of livelihood. Right. But we have to build a new framework ourselves here. It doesn't come by nature. It simply comes through our choice according to our new awareness that we have to acquire ourselves. And here, that's why, first of all, comes the recognition of evil, that we have lost the previous framework, and we need some kind of a framework, which we don't know, a new framework. And without that, we are completely committing suicide, really. We see the suffering generation that doesn't want to have children, that barely have one child per family. And then in two or three generations, we completely disappear altogether from Earth. First maybe Europe, and then also Asia and everyone. It's a matter of time. The direction is clear. And everyone is really perplexed, especially in Europe, and they actually can't do anything. Because we always existed according to urges from nature. And here nature doesn't push us, but only shows us that we're lacking a new direction here, a new perception, a new philosophy of life. And therefore, here we have to understand, what is this level called Adam? That according to it, we have to build our framework. And Adam, it's called that he, first of all, prefers the connection between him and others, the right connection, mutual connection. And out of this connection, he lives and arranges all aspects of his life. If earlier on all levels and the thousands of previous years, we used to arrange the connection between us in order to fill ourselves, especially with food, family, home, and then we would connect between us accordingly. How much am I needy of the other in order to fill my home, where the home was the source of life, and we brought everything home, and this was my framework, this was myself. And today this framework is broken, and I don't really feel that I belong to the family or to the home. And so what happens is that instead of that comes a different kind of connection, where my connection with people, with the other people, is the most important, is my home. It is a completely different and opposite level to what it was before, that if previously I was an individualist, there was all the time me in the center. Now, as much as it sounds not that comfortable and ordinary, I have to put in the center the connection between us, where the connection between us is my home. And in the right kind of connection between all people. Well, it's not all people. We can start with the smaller societies. There I find, first of all, my basis, not inside the home, inside my cave, inside my walls, but inside the reciprocal connection between me and the others, where I start raising the importance of the connection between us to the most important point of existence, of my existence. Meaning, man comes out of the living level, where he previously lived this way, in the family framework. He also came out of it, and he's reaching the speaking level, in which he connects with all people. And the connection between them is his inner place. This is his inner home. This is the future form which we're coming to. That, first of all of us are raising the importance of the connection between us. What do you mean by connection? Connection meaning one desire, similar thoughts, that we start the connection between us. Like this global crisis necessitates us to be connected, like what we see, that we can't arrange anything in life because we don't want to connect, we don't want to care specifically with all the previous generations. I'd care about how to fill my belly. This was the main thing. The main thing? What do you mean by belly? Food. Food. I lived, and my worries were on the animalistic level. Food. Today, we reached a state, suddenly, a few dozens of years, we have no problem with food. The problem is the connection, the right connection between us. Everyone will have food, everyone will have everything. Meaning there's no point in thinking about the previous generations. It will all be arranged on condition that you will be connected with the others, on condition that you will rise in your connection to the connection with others. Your whole animalistic level will be correctly organized. You simply have to be above this whole level, on the level of connection with everyone, which is called the human speaking level. You redefine the definition of home. Home, it's not like it was before. It's not like I said some cave or some different other places where animals live. My home, my castle, doesn't matter what. It's no more the home. I don't feel myself connected to it. Everyone flies, everyone runs, crosses all borders. Once the home was my piece of soil and clothes used to pass from generation to generation. The granddaughter used to wear the dress that her grandma wore. You got the profession from your dad, like my dad is, so am I. He's a blacksmith. I'm a blacksmith. He's a tailor, so I am. Or the home, the same home. If it's not the same home, then next door or build another story to the house, like in villages. But all that is destroyed. People no longer belong to the animalistic level, the animate level. They're coming out of it. They're looking for something else. They don't know what yet. The speaking level, it is a level on which I'll get everything that I need on the animalistic level. But on condition that I'll connect with everyone. And then all that humanity has, if we connect and correctly distribute it, everyone will have enough. This is the condition that actually nature sets before us. Just to look about the old home and the new home issue, when we're talking about a home, is equivalent in our talk to family. So family, it was parents, kids, grandparents, where I have in the heart of it the male and female connecting, begetting the next generation, and so on. When you say that in the past 100 years we've actually went through a process that brought to the destruction of the family cell, we're saying, guys, let's not grade this. Let's understand that this is the process that had to happen. Okay, so we reached a state where the family cell undergoes through different changes. Kids don't know where the moms, where their mom's home is. The parents are divorced, the this, the that. You say that the next stage of our evolution, that in the evolution, that in our evolution, the previous home is destroyed, and the new home is where not I'm in the center, but that the connection between the people becomes my new home. So here I kind of lost you. In terms of the model of the male and female that connect and beget, the model of the home, this is lost. And the new home is everyone together. Who's everyone? Everyone. There's no framework of a home. Walls, and I'm inside these walls with my female and my kids, my offsprings. No. It'll come as a result of the emotional connection of people between them, that now I'll also take a woman, not because mom and dad chose for me, because that no longer exists, and not that today I choose according to sex. I look at her legs and nose. And does she look like a model on the internet or wherever? I don't know, according to what you check, if she fits some shablon. But I check her according to the inner. Are we internally matching? Is she with me or not with me in this? And then I look at her and see someone who fits me. That together we're headed toward the mutual development, and in this we complete each other. I don't understand you fully. This is a new direction of a new connection between two people, not between two male and female on the animalistic level, but male and female on the speaking level. Explain, please, the difference. That I connect with her not because she fits me, because she cooks like my mom did, and because she knows how to arrange the home like my grandma and mother did, and not because she's from the same village, because we have the same character. She could not have my character at all, but because we unite according to a new mission, a new spirit which already exists in us, only we have to arrange it. The young generation doesn't have the old spirit and doesn't have the new spirit yet. They're in between the degrees, between the living and speaking level, the animate and speaking level, and they can't find themselves because we didn't give them the ascend. Young man and young woman will correctly find themselves in the framework, in the correct relationship, and this new integral education, according to how much they match, then they'll have a natural attraction to it, and sex will be an addition to this, because now, besides this mutation that is passing by, this was never the main thing. It was never the main thing. It was something that accompanies the interconnection. But the interconnection on the living level. I used to appreciate a woman because we have mutual kids. She takes care of the home. Everything is fine. So I had sexual relations with her accordingly. On the animalistic level, on the speaking level, it's also going to be because we are in a special connection in attaining something out of our connection. It has to be, just understand, the sexual connection is a connection between two animals. Two animals. You call it man and woman, call it male and female. The male sex and female sex connect between them. Suddenly, you raise the connection between them to something that, you know, really flies in the air, something important. Give it no more importance than what it is. It's only artificially how it happens in the meantime. Until we find a new framework for it. The new framework is the spiritual framework that I have to spiritually connect to a woman on the human level. What do you mean by spiritual? Spiritual, it means that I have a mutual internality with her, a goal in life that we have to attain something exalted. And then from that, we'll feel that we can be together in everything, that our sex is also according to some big addition to the connection between us, that we feel that we're more connected. This is a completely different kind of connection. By this, you bring out many more pleasures if you add the inner connection, spiritual, emotional connection, to the animalistic, actually corporeal level. What is that connection, spiritual connection? I'm trying to grab hold of it, touch it, to understand what it is. Is it the connection that is more mental? It's only mental, something that wasn't there before. What mental connection is there today between him and her? Nothing. Therefore, it's, you know, you jump, people jump from one to the other. Because it's a searching generation. What are they searching for? The internality of things. What do I have in the simple sexual act with someone? Nothing. Today they even exchange it for machines, for different means, for... Why? Because they're looking for feelings, but the feeling that are above the sexual feeling, therefore it comes with drugs and alcohol and different forms and orgies and everything, and look at the sexual props you have today. You have a whole, I don't know, shopping center for it. Why? Because there is a search through this feeling to find in this feeling something higher. And they won't find it. They won't. People even deplete themselves of it, empty themselves of it. You have to go to a different approach. You'll find it. But if you first of all achieve the spiritual connection, emotional connection between the spouses, and then this way you will also reach the good mating coupling. And not only that, you also have the perfect home and the perfect children and everything. You'll put the right spirit into everything. This I don't understand. What is the spiritual connection? That you do not achieve the human level without correctly connecting to the woman, meaning that you have to transcend your ego in being in love another as thyself, being connected to each and every person nicely, emotionally, bestowing on to others. And if you have these things, you also express it in sex. I don't get it. Let's try and find out this way. What are the criteria in the spiritual connection that I'll start scrutinizing this feeling that she and I undergo integral education together? That's the educational process we're already in. Great. But how do I know, suppose, that I now undergo some process and feel that I have some kind of a spiritual connection? First of all, you have to feel yourself inside the connection. It's something completely different. So these are discernments you didn't have before. And the connection in a group with many people, men, women, you'll start feeling, what does it mean to be in contact? And you don't look about at a person's externality, but first of all, at his internality, that there is something about him that completes him, and he completes you, and you feel that there's no, it's not something natural, emotional, let's call it hormonal, but from a higher level, that specifically through the connection between everyone, and I'm talking about many men and women, and the connection between everyone, you form a place for mutual feeling higher than all of you. The mutual force, group force, I'd say mass force, I'd even say. And this force, it revives each one of that society. And from the feeling of that power, where each acquires this level called Adam, then from this, you start seeing who is most suitable for his connection, personal connection, intimate connection. Where intimacy, not meaning bodies, but to complete that feeling even more. And here, we reach a state that you suppose you're looking for whatever you're looking for. He's called dad, and you're called mom. And what you're looking for is called the son and daughter. You're looking for, where is my daughter? Meaning that part of me that will connect to someone that's called his son. And then it will be a spouse. It's something, these are two levels, mother and father and son and daughter. Meaning, only when you reach the feeling of mutuality, first of all, in a broad society, you start feeling what the feeling of mutuality between spouses is. Then you learn what mutuality is, partnership. Before that, you don't have the feeling of partnership. Before that, you were simply two egoists that each one of them understood that it's worthwhile, I feel him, he feels me. Or I feel her, and we start living together. Maybe we're compatible, maybe we're not, and so on. Here it's a completely different thing. First of all, we acquire the sense of bestowal, a mutual sense, and out of this sense of each and every one, from it, we start discerning who is most suitable for me. It's hard for me to express this, but I'll tell you what I understand. If up till now, we've connected one man, one woman, we tried to make the connection between us. If I understand correctly, now you're saying there's a group of people, women here, and a group of men. No, not necessarily a group of men, a group of women. It could be a mutual group. Could be mixed. Because there's no man and woman here. You have a completion with the whole human race, everyone. You don't look at a person whether he's a man or a woman. We transcend the bodies. We want to be connected together between us to some higher idea. But do we lose this place of the male and female? Yes, we lose it. In the connection between us, we lose the place. In the meantime, in order to acquire the new sense, that's called the sense of love, of connection. When you grab hold of that sense, then from it, I evoke in it, who am I, male, female, doesn't matter. Who can I complete myself with? And then I find her or him. But I go a level down, then I start seeing on what levels of the stale, vegetative, of the animate, vegetative and inanimate, I start seeing that all of those degrees are inside man, and man, he purifies everything, completes everything. And then I look at how can I complete this whole nature within me on the right connection on the human level by connecting to someone with whom we are as a family. I connect to different other levels of the still and vegetative, and all that I put into the same connection. So now I'm a mom and I have a 3-year-old child, and he's starting to take interest. He's a son, suppose. He starts taking interest in his sexuality. What do I tell him? What do I explain? In light of all that you said, put him into the right group that they're taught and brought up to be correctly interacted with one another, connected with one another. So to put my son where? Into a kindergarten where he's taught how to correctly be connected with the others. Why? With 4 different games, different exercises and connection. What will he learn? He'll learn that being connected with others is good. That you always have to help others, and they help you. And then this way, we advance to the mutual health by which we lose gradually our ego. Lose meaning not that it's lost, but it becomes, we become processed, we process it. We process it in terms of it helping us, and this is how we grow. We grow in years, and we also grow in terms of our ego constantly growing, and we process it together to be in a stronger and stronger connection between us. So I understand that in that same kindergarten framework, school, has to be from dusk till dawn, this education where we teach them how to connect correctly between them. And nonetheless, I'm at home, and the kid goes home, and how do I continue that educational sequence? How do I keep on educating him in the same direction that he got in the at kindergarten? At home, you play the same games that he had in the kindergarten. You explain a bit more how to be interconnected and why and how. According to the instructions that you get, according to what you yourself have to go through to be the right mom, what I'm trying to understand is, where does the teaching come from, not the one-size teaching that fits boys and girls, but how to relate to the sex of the child. No, first of all, we raise them above that because sex is on the animalistic level, and we have to raise them to the speaking level. Wait, I don't get this. I have a daughter and son. One's born a boy, one's born a girl. There's a difference. Okay, so do I have to talk to them about it?
Yes, but
how do you educate them? You educate them to be connected. Okay, this I get, to be in mutual help. That's something general that always fits everything and everyone. Inside the good connection between people. No. I'm sorry. It's not okay like you say and you move on. No. This has to all the time be the main topic so that all the rest, if at all, will be an addition. I'm asking about the addition. No addition. If he's three or she's three, to educate them to good connections and helping others. Yes, constantly giving examples. Now, one is 3 years old, the other is, let's say not 3 years old. Say when? At some point, do you talk to the boy or the girl about them being a boy or she's a girl? Do you relate to that? You relate as a completion to the spiritual connection between them. Between whom? The boy and the girl. There's a connect. Wait, I lost you. We have a baby born. Sometimes boy, sometimes girl. I start bringing them up at home, kindergarten, frameworks, regardless. Sometimes do I relate to their sexual identity? Yes. When? When it awakens in them? How? Added to the integral education. Okay, I understand. No. You explain to them that this was given to us in order for us to be even more strongly connected in the connection between us. What does it mean, this too? The sexual connection. Sexual connection at the age of three? Then what are you talking about? This I don't understand. I'll explain. Nature gave them. What do they understand about sex? If they don't understand anything in sex, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about myself as a mom or a dad. I have a baby born, boy or girl. I bring them up. The question is simple. Do I start teaching them that there are two species in nature, male and female? Of course. So what do I teach them with respect to this? That in nature there are two sexes, one piece this way, the other piece that way. When the kids were small, I took them to Canada, to a special museum, the Nature Museum in Toronto, a beautiful museum. I went with them and I showed them really good movies about sex, about how children are born, everything. I sat next to them and I explained to them in a simple, scientific way. And it was very simple, clearly, on the physiological level, because it has to do with the animalistic level. Okay, that's clear. The female part and the male part, right? This is how you pee, or this is how you have children. Wait. The physiological, there are no other physiological differences. Besides, there is the sexual attraction or connection which we have to use in order to increase the connection on the human level. What? We have to use the sexual attraction in order to be more connected on the human level. I know that you like a specific soup. So I use my craftsmanship in making that kind of soup for it to be excellent in order to connect to you. If you love me, if you're my friend. Yes, in order to connect with you, I'm telling you. So this is how we use sex too. I want to be in contact with someone spiritually, and that's why we connect sexually too, between us, and together build a nest, a cave, a tent, however you call it. and we make children and so on, because I want to be connected to her in heart and soul, and in sex too. I don't have the words. Wait. I have 1,000 questions about this. Meaning we care only for the connection, for the education, how to connect, for our children to grow on a different level than ours. And all the rest of the desires, good, bad, doesn't matter. There's no good or bad. Whatever we can connect to the connection between people, love another as thyself, this will be called the good inclination. And also the sexual inclination will be called the good inclination. You're adding things all the time. I have a lot of questions. Let's not add further ideas. Let's just ask about what we had till now. Let's start with home. I understand that there is a home like we've perceived it up till now, and now we're moving on to a new development of the term of home. You said that in the home that we had till now, in all generations, I was in the center. And in the new home that we're advancing toward in our development as people, in the human development in us, there, the connection is in the center. Not me in the center, but the connection between the people. The center of society. Yes. Okay, so wait. Each time you add something, because the ideas are complicated, each time you add something, I can't wait. Don't add. I'm in the center, that's the old home. The connection in the center is the new home, right? Throughout all the generations, a person felt that his home is where he is in the center. Now you're saying the old home is falling apart. You can see it in practice. The family cell is falling apart. Now we're headed towards something new, which is the development of our spirit as human beings, in which the connection among everyone, men, women, the whole of humanity. Okay, I don't know what the whole of humanity is, but I understand me or connection. This is what I can grasp. There's me in the center, me in my home, and there's the connection. The connection, I understand it's a connection in community, say, something. Okay. How does that have to do with the classical connection between a man and a woman that was in all the generations and is falling apart today, and the future connection between a man and a woman in terms of the new definition of home, that there is no new family cell? Sorry, they are as the like the old family cell in the new kind of connection, because together they're like a nucleus, like an atom. You can't just have half. There's no plus without minus, and so on. They are both a cell that connects with the rest of the cells, and then they comprise a body. That is the new structure of humanity. And previously we were like molecules, like atoms, separated atoms. But it was true before, too. You got together, had a family, in a society. What society? You lived in a country, in a village, in whatever. No. You took everything home. Now, from the home, you take everything into society. Now, the center is there where, and the connection between everyone in the center of society and not at your home. You used to come out of home in order to provide for your family, for my family, no, from home. Now you leave your home in order to provide for the general connection between everyone, the center of society. That's the important thing. Okay, let's leave that aside. That is the general home of everyone. Let's get back to, you said something else. You said that once you graded it the way I felt it on three levels. There was the 1,000 years till now, you grew up in a village, your parents, whoever, you took something that's matching, similar. Now you said in the past 100 years, we have this certain development where I started choosing a woman, is she sexy or not? Does she fit the images that I got? Yeah, the previous state is gone. The ancient natural one. Okay, it was for thousands of years, and in the past 100 years, I have different models of culture and media. You followed something you don't even know what. You're just told you need this, you need that. Today, you don't choose a woman according to your corporeal tastes, bodily animalistic tastes, and neither according to the spiritual ones. It's an intermediate state. Okay, and then you were, so we're headed towards something new, where you'll choose a woman according to that, to how we match internally. The human level in you. You used to live on the human level, then you used to know what to choose. She suits me, fits me. From my village, the neighbor's daughter. No. Now, with respect to the human level, you don't reach it yet in the choosing there, because there you have to choose according to the soul. What does it mean to choose according to the soul? To choose according to my inner connection. That doesn't have to do with the body. Doesn't have to do with the body. It has to do with to what extent do she and I, do we fit in being closest in order to achieve the goal of unity between us. Man and woman, divinity between them, how to put this. What do I feel when I meet such a... When you feel this, it has to be from the same society where everyone gets the integral education, where you see that, first of all, you acquire the feeling of connection between everyone, that there's a new sense, the sense of unity. And out of that sense of unity, you start feeling, who is the man that can give me, let me be connected to the connection, even on the animalistic level? Because sex is the animalistic level. It developed now in a form that we can connect it to the human level, but actually it's on the animalistic level. And then, even not on the animalistic level, but even on the vegetative and still level, we'll connect it. Meaning, everything, all that I have, I will be able to connect with other people through sex, through reciprocal connections of different forms, but sex is the family cell, which is the plus and minus, like in an atom, that connect. And that's why that will remain. It's also a continuity. I'm not talking about the generations. It won't be some kind of a commune where everyone gives birth, not knowing who's the father or the whatever. No, it will stay as the animalistic level where we take care of our offsprings. But all of this family cell belongs to the general connection. This is what it works for. For this general idea. And accordingly, I choose the woman that fits me, suits me, and accordingly, I bring up my children. You said that today people are looking for some kind of additional feeling in the sex, therefore it's accompanied by alcohol, drugs, orgies, different things that people don't feel enough with what they feel now. Because they, what is that additional thing that they want to feel, for which they add to the sexual experience things that will enrich it, that will maybe bring me to, maybe. What are we searching for? Feeling on the speaking level. What is that? That will fill my deficiencies that have to do with the right connection between people and a higher level. And I don't have it. I'm searching, but I can't find it. So I take drugs eventually, and this is what happens in humanity. So what do you search for? This I don't get. What is that additional feeling that you search for? To come out of the living level, to transcend to the speaking level. That's called that I get a fulfillment for who am I, what am I, what am I for, that I get a fulfillment from a higher level, which is beyond life and death, that I get a fulfillment for my inner desires, which I'm not aware of yet, but they already awaken in me. desires of being above life. The still vegetative inanimate is in nature, in life, and the human level isn't. The human level is above life, above the biological existence. This is what I'm looking for subconsciously. I don't understand this yet, but this is what I'm aspiring for, thriving for. So when you say today that people aren't satisfied with sex naturally and add different things to it, like alcohol, drugs, and so on and so on, they are actually looking for what will be the addition that will give me the sexual connection for it to open some new emotional realm in which I'll feel what? Feel beyond life. What does that mean? Beyond the boundaries of life. We thought that we'll find it in space. We saw that there's nothing besides still, big still objects floating around. So we closed it down. We saw humanity very quickly. They're still searching. Maybe there's some bug on Mars or whatever. We have nothing to look for. We are targeted by nature to reach a state that in what form, how do I find, where do I find this breakthrough beyond life? This is what we're looking for. If not, then this whole life, give me a drug or give me something that I'll take a pill or something and I'll finish with it all. What is it all for? So this outburst that we're looking for, it is in the center of society. If we connect them through that, we rise to the essence of existence, which is above the animalistic existence. And this is what we aspire for. And also the sexual life, therefore, we can connect to it everything that we can. All the more the feeling, the strong force that is the sexual force that we can connect to it and by it to further rise to the human level. What is in the connection between the male and female through which we can burst through the boundaries of life? If I connect everything that I have on the previous levels of still vegetative inanimate and whatever I am and what I am in this whole world, if I connect it all with all the other people to attaining the living level, we flourish. We come out into a dimension that is beyond life. Again, what's in the connection between the male and female and people? That specifically there's this outburst and bursting through the boundaries of life, that by this we correctly connect the positive and negative forces, the male and female force for attaining a goal higher than us. By this, we realize the animalistic connection for attaining the spiritual goal. When you're saying the whole show, spiritual goal, I don't get it. Spiritual, it means beyond time, space, and motion, beyond our life, beyond the boundaries of life and death. What is beyond the boundaries of life and death? Life. On the living level is here, and life on the human level is there. What does it mean beyond, essentially beyond life and death? Essentially, limitless life, whole and perfect. What does it depend on? It depends on you targeting everything that you have here and now for attaining that life. I don't understand. Technically, what does it depend on? Technically, connection with others. Love another as thyself. Why? Because then you come out of your small, animalistic, corporeal, egoistic, simple ego on the animalistic level to the speaking level. Speaking level, it means the bestower instead of receiving within one's current family cell, and this, therefore this will be destroyed and built anew. I'm talking about the family. And sex will get a spiritual fulfillment in it. Okay, unfortunately our time is up. It's always this way. If it ends, where there's still what to continue. So thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us together, building a new home and the connections between us. All the best.